Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
Beach and pool season are here, and we have a great tip from our fashionista, Andy Page, on how you can cover up this season for cheap. Hi, Andy.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Can you believe it? We made it summer.
Almost.
We're getting there.
Almost. Yes, almost. And I actually have a fantastic tip. I actually saw this at a gift show in January, and I have been sitting on pins and needles to tell you and your listeners about it because it's such an easy and great tip. Now, if you want to go and get the professional version of this, you can find it at simplesarong.com. But if you want to do the homemade version, all you need is a beach towel and a button.
A button?
A button. A button is your ticket to a simple cover-up for the beach. Hmm. So you take your favorite towel, and I have my favorite towel. I love it. It's the perfect weight. It's been washed enough. It's super soft. So I actually do have my favorite beach towel that I take to the pool or the beach. And the tip is this. You simply wrap that around your waist and or underneath your armpits, just on top of your bust, and you measure the approximate length that you need to go around your waist or above your bust. Then you take a button and you sew the button, and then with just the simple scissors, you cut a very small slit, and that button then attaches the towel around your bust or at your waist so that you don't have to lug one more thing to the pool or beach. And when you're ready to get up and go for a walk or whatever, you can simply button up and walk to the bathroom if you're at the pool, or go for a walk on the beach and enjoy a little more modesty.
Oh, I love it. Now, you don't have to, like, sew up the buttonhole and, you know, put, what do you call it, seam on the outside?
You could. I mean, another thing that you could do is you could take, you know, some hemming glue, and you could glue around the hole so that you didn't have to sew it. But okay, really all you need is a needle and thread and just a really small slit, and it's going to hold.
Okay.
So, yeah, you could absolutely go the long route and make a buttonhole on the machine and the whole thing, but it's really not necessary.
Well, but somebody can.
All you really need is a needle and thread. Now, if you want to clean the edge, absolutely. Take a little hemming glue and open up that slit that you made with scissors, and the hemming glue will seal the edges for you, and that's a no-sew option. But if you're in a hurry, a couple of stitches and a quick little slit with some scissors, and you've got your daughter or you or your kids ready for the beach and a great cover-up for them.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Yeah. All you need is a button, right?
Fun.
And there's so many cute buttons that are, you know, single buttons that have fallen off a coat back in 1982.
It's so true. I actually have a button jar. Do you have a button jar?
I do.
Yeah. So go to your button jar. Find a fantastic button. And then you are all set. Now, if you want to measure, you know, above the bust and at the waist, if it's the same measurement, great. If it's not, then add two buttons. Do you know what I mean?
Perfect.
And, of course, I've pinned this on Pinterest, so there are photos on exactly how to do it and the way that it looks. So you can follow me on Pinterest. You can definitely see what I've done there. But also, you know, for more tips like this, you can pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring, and head over to my website, senseofstyle.com.
Tommy and Brooke in the morning. 105.7. Star 105.7.